Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Thanks again to Jermaine Dupree, T.I., Young Dro. If you missed that, you got to go rewind on the Odyssey app. That's all I'm going to tell you. And the docu-series, it's not a documentary, it's a docu-series called Magic City in American Fantasy on Starz coming out in August. As we shift gears, guys, Braves tonight against the Mets, finish out this series. And Grant, thanks for joining us as always as we go around the yard. Mike and I were talking earlier, and I just said, I think we have a Michael Harris problem, and I want to get your opinion on this. He's struggling, and there's no debating it. You know, the numbers don't lie. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what the answer is, Grant. And, you know, I'm struggling because defensively it's a gym every night. Like, he's doing incredible things in the outfield. Do you believe that's why they maybe wouldn't sit him or pull him and maybe give him some time to kind of refocus?
I mean, I think there's a few things. Number one, he is playing an elite-level defense, and that does help, but that doesn't necessarily make up for how far he has regressed seemingly in the half a season that we've seen thus far. But I also feel like part of this is steeped in the fact that Michael Harris, the last couple of years, has been a slow starter and has come on. Eventually, he just seems to figure it out. And I know that's the Braves' hope, obviously, and I'm sure that that's what Michael is expecting. But this is a different kind of struggle than we've seen before, because this isn't involving a stint on the injured list and then some struggles and then, you know, finally catching fire and just getting going again. It's just seemingly not clicking. It's not turning over. And I think you can look at it and see that it seems different than it's been in years past, because he's always been an aggressive hitter. But this year, it seems like he has either an approach change or it's a degree of aggressiveness that is working against him. And I think that opponents know that, the pitchers know that, and they don't really feel like, you know, he's a threat that they have to come after as much as you would with a hitter that's more selective. And that, I think, is something that is easy to talk about, but not as easy to solve. And the other fact is that there's not really a great alternative here. I know a lot of people might say, all right, we'll just throw Eli White out there. It'll be different. It'll be better. And then you can look at AAA and say, well, is there anybody down there? And maybe there's a minor league signing. Maybe Jared Kelnick has figured it out, but he hasn't. He hasn't played well in AAA either. So there's nothing forcing a change. And that, I think, is why the Braves are trying to play the waiting game. But ultimately, I think we are reaching critical mass at this point where it's approaching July. It hasn't gotten better. Clearly, he's having a down season. And when you sort the qualified hitters in Major League Baseball, he's one of, if not the worst hitters. That's something that the Braves have to look at.
Now, as we said, I mean, Grant, the defense, we know it, it's amazing, but even with wins above replacement, it doesn't put a dent in that horrible OPS. And the way he expands the strike zone, and, you know, you and I spoke about it the other day, about never taking, you know, account to full, you know, I mean, just 10 walks and 300 at-bats is almost impossible. So, and I know it's cliche, but does Tim Hyers have to sit him down, or does Ozuna need to have one of those conversations with him about, you got to be more disciplined at the dish?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because it's not necessarily like that there's one outward influence that's going to be able to ultimately change everything. It's going to start and end with Michael Harris, with his work, with what he's comfortable with his vision, with his plan when he gets up there. And a lot of people can influence that. I think that sometimes maybe too many people can influence those kinds of things. And if you were to, you know, workshop the idea across social media, I bet there'd be 10 or 15 great theories about how to fix Michael Harris. But unfortunately, he's the guy that's got to go about doing it. And to your point about the walks, I believe it's been a month since Michael Harris has drawn a walk, something like 125 plus at bats without one. That wasn't as big of an issue earlier this year, but now it's just turned into one of those where his aggressiveness, again, I think is working against him. And you've seen a number of at bats that you just think, what was the plan going up there? And I know it's hard. Like, this is not an easy game. It's a humbling game, and it's a very, very challenging season to get through without going through some kind of long, you know, drawn out slump or down spell. But for Michael, it just seems like he has been in the valley for a long time.
Grant McCauley joining us here as we talk about the Braves, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Braves have to win tonight to win this series. We don't want to split, and that would be great. But I want to talk to you about Didier Fuentes. I think his stuff is really good, Grant. I know that he's been, you know, banged around in these first couple of starts. What's your assessment on him?
I do like the stuff, and I think there is a lot to like about it. But there's certain amount of just, I think, realistic expectation that we have to temper at this point, because his experience level and the amount of experience he has is pretty much right there in his age. This kid just turned 20. He had made 7 starts above A ball. And I think the Braves were hoping to, based on that stuff, you know, catch lightning in a bottle at a time in which, let's also be honest, they really needed it, because being without Chris Sale for any length of time is far from ideal. But I also feel like if you looked at that first outing and there were things you could take away from it that were definite positives, and there were, he really made one mistake in that one. That was kind of a hand-picked opponent. That's kind of the way I looked at it. It's almost like you've got a fighter, you want to get him going, you want to challenge him, but not too much so the point that he's going to get either beat or have a confidence issue. It's true, I think, for big league pitchers as well. And then you go out there against the New York Mets, and that was a different class of fighter. And that, I think, is what we saw play out in his most recent start. And I just wonder if they had a better option, a more experienced option, an older option, and someone that they didn't have to designate for assignment right after he starts to open up another spot on the pitching staff, if the Braves might not have gone a different direction.
Yeah, I know it's something we talked about earlier, and one of those ones that kind of slipped through the cracks. Griffin Canning, who's had a really good run for the Mets, he's on the bump. Grant Holmes, can Grant Holmes keep it in the park tonight against that Mets lineup?
Yeah, that'll be a big challenge for him. I know he's a homer prone at times, but a lot of swing and miss. He has looked extremely good overall this season. He's been kind of a glue guy for that rotation. We've had questions about all kinds of different things. The Ronaldo Lopez injury, the AJ Smith-Shawver injury, now the Chris Sale injury, Spencer Strider trying to get back on track. But all along, Grant Holmes has just been kind of doing his thing, and they're going to need him to keep doing that, because I do feel like he's kind of one of the unsung heroes of this club right now, who's doing some serious work and keeping the Braves in position to win just about every time he goes out there. So, yeah, limiting the Mets as far as the long ball is concerned is going to be big for Grant Holmes in this one. And I know we've also seen this year a few more walks than he would like. I know he's trying to clean that whole thing up, but this is a guy that's top 10 in Major League Baseball in strikeouts per 9. So what he's doing, it's sustainable, and it's certainly bearing out in the results, and the Braves need him to keep doing it.
All right, Grant, great stuff. We'll see what happens tonight. Big series, obviously there all are, but Phillies as we get.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
A chance to come home this weekend, but we got to win this one first. So hopefully we win tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Yeah. Look, there are some things we don't quite have answers to right now. Michael Harris is one of them. And if they're not going to do anything drastic, and I'm not talking about trying to move him or anything, I'm just saying, how do you get his confidence back? Because right now, that is the thing. I think Olson went through this. We saw Riley do it. I think Michael Harris has got to find his confidence. We'll see if that happens.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.